Heraclon Publishing presents Sadia, written by Colleen Nelson, narrated by Anika Kadir, for Isabella, Evan, and Grace Deely. Chapter 1. After 3 years of living in Winnipeg, the cold of a February morning still shocked me. My teeth ached from it as I shuffle-walked from Dad's car to the front doors of Laura Secord High School. I got to my locker as Mariam, my best friend, and the rest of the kids who took the bus stampeded through the front entrance. I was about to call out to her, but something in the way she darted past me, head down, feet moving quickly, as if she didn't want to be seen, made me stop. Weird, I thought. We'd been texting each other all weekend. Why would she ignore me? "Hi, Sadia," Carmina said as she breezed past me. She didn't stop to talk, but headed toward the washroom, lugging her backpack. With a resigned sigh, I realized where Mariam had been going and why she wanted to escape notice. My notice. My fingertips were still numb with cold as I opened my locker and grabbed books for my morning classes. First stop, homeroom. Only grade 9 students at LS High School have homeroom. I guess they thought we needed the extra attention. It didn't bother me. I liked my homeroom, and I really liked my teacher, Mr. Lettner, who taught our global issues in English classes. When I walked into class 9B, he was already at his desk typing on his computer. Mr. Lettner was tall and skinny and had a beard, but was bald, which seemed kind of funny. Like, if he could grow hair on his face, why not his head? I'd been intimidated by him the first day of high school. He had a deep voice and towered over me, but I came to discover that he never yelled. He didn't have to. He was one of those teachers kids were quiet for, because most of the time, we wanted to hear what he had to say. "Morning, Sadia. Have a good weekend?" I gave him a weak nod as I sat down at my desk, preoccupied about Mariam. I knew why she'd gone to the washroom. It was to take off her hijab before class started. "Everything okay?" he asked, zeroing in on me. "Yeah," I answered, but anyone could tell things weren't okay. I have one of those faces that you can read even if you don't know the alphabet. Big brown eyes, long lashes, and wide lips that I can squeeze and squish into 100 different positions. Rubber lips, Dad calls them.